Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, going to join us in 20 minutes, as he always does on Wednesdays. Get his thoughts on what the hell happened to the Falcons in Denver on Sunday and all the other big stories from around the league as well. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open. You can ask us anything you'd like.
Dude, I got a chance last night to watch that Cleveland Cavalier Boston Celtics game. I know he's nice, but I never have watched and sat and watched a Cleveland Cavalier game in a while. Watching Donovan Mitchell, this dude is nice.
He's really good.
He is nice. And, I mean, Boston shot the lights out, but Cleveland, they battled all the way back.
Yeah, because they were down big. Boston made like 20 threes in the first half or something like that. Yes. They were red. Clearly, they were like, all right, this little 15-0 start you guys have is cute. And they tried to put him out of their misery in the first half, but Cleveland fought back.
Battle back.
And you're Donovan Mitchell, the guy that's kind of impressing me. I mean, I've always liked him, but Evan Mobley seemed like he spent the summer
in the gym
getting tough.
Yeah.
Like, because he's much more physical. And there was some, he probably fouled some guys last night.
He did.
But
he,
whatever. Make him call it.
Yeah. Old damn Al Horford, man.
I mean, he's a marvel.
Yeah.
He's
Al Horford.
Still out there. Playing significant minutes.
Shooting threes.
Yeah, man. Being productive. And, yeah, Boston's better than Cleveland, probably.
Yeah, when they get Porzingis back.
And when they get Porzingis back, yeah for sure. But I think those are the two, right? Those are the two in the East.
Because
and then everybody else is kind of like.
That 76ers, they talk about they had, like, after a game, you have a team-only meeting. A players-only team meeting, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the air out grievances, you had Maxey calling out Joel Embiid. That's bad on him. Because even he's the face of the franchise. You're telling me you – you kind of set a standard now. It's hard to say you set a standard when you don't play, but you're still that guy, the magnet. And you being late and all that other crap, that ain't good.
It's not good.
And the thing about him, him being late is him telling you, I don't give a damn. Mm-hmm. And I truly, truly believe that. I can always say that. I played a long time. I've never missed a practice. I've never been late to a meeting, fell asleep in a meeting, anything. This is your freaking job. Be a professional. And the whole thing about being on time is a respect factor for your team and your teammates.
Exactly.
Now sometimes some things happen. Whatever. But all those times they talk about this dude being late. That just means you don't give a damn and everything. I'm bigger than all this.
And if you're that guy,
yes.
And this goes to every team and not every team has that guy. But you know what I mean. If you're the face of the franchise, max contract, MVP. If you do that, then you're saying that that's okay.
Yes.
Like other guys, I mean, clearly Maxey doesn't see it that way. And Paul George is a pro and he's going to do what he's going to do. But there's young guys on that team. It's their first year in the NBA.
Yes.
Like all right, well, Joel's treating it like this. I'm going to treat it like this.
As soon as I thought I was there about how was it with AI? Because I know AI was late. I know AI missed stuff and everything like that.
Yeah.
But AI didn't miss games.
Didn't miss games.
AI balled.
Didn't miss games.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to miss games, at least ball when you get
in. He had a famous rant about that, actually.
Yeah, practice. but he said why he said it.
Yeah.
He said, my best friend, you remember his best friend got hurt and everything, all that. He was going through stuff, man. He's a franchise player and you want to talk about practice.
It was the greatest rant of all time.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Like, practice.
What are you asking me about this?
Because
for?
I'm so curious.
Leave me alone.
What the hell?
We talking about? Practice.
I wonder if it was that same guy that wrote that crazy-ass article about Embiid.
Let's just assume it was.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't, it was someone who was spawned by the same guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The same type of guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, things are bad in Philly.
Yeah, they're really bad.
I don't know that a team meeting is going to fix it. They also said Maxey told the coaches, coach us harder.
Yes.
Which is like, all right,
okay,
what's
I got
going
a problem.
On with this?
My only issue with this is you hurt.
Yeah, true. The guys are like, hang on a second. You're not going to be running lines of practice today.
Yeah. You're still hurt.
You're not doing any suicides at practice today. Yeah. Coach you harder.
Yeah, coach you
no,
harder.
No, coach me harder. Yeah. I'm out there playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're terrible. They're a terrible basketball team. The Hawks play the Warriors tonight. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, Draymond said that they need to suspend him. Because I actually said, what did Draymond do now?
I don't know.
I just saw the clip. Draymond said, everybody want Draymond need to get suspended because it's good because the ratings are down, and that'd be good for the ratings. right.
I don't think it would, first of all. I don't think that that's going to make that much of a difference. I guess if they feel the need, I don't know. It's a funny theory. It's a funny theory that he floated out there. Here's what I don't understand. I guess I could see how he might think about it as a player, but I don't know that it really matters that much to him, and it probably shouldn't. I can see how maybe executives in the NBA might think about it, but the amount of conversation there is about NBA ratings amongst people who are unaffected by NBA ratings,
correct?
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Who cares?
I don't get that.
Either
part.
Watching now, or don't.
Who does Dyson guard tonight?
Steph.
Is he gonna run behind? Oh, I can't wait to see the screen running off the screens and everything.
Let him go guard Steph.
Let him go guard Steph, man.
Yeah.
That's what we brought him here for.
My retort though to all the NBA ratings grifters.
Who?
The people that pick a stupid argument to try to make money. They just signed a pretty big contract media rights deal last year, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, you're 100% correct.
So I guess they're okay.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
I guess the NBA is probably doing okay.
Fine.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
They'll be fine.
I think they're going to be okay. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
Now, this is not a prediction. This is just based on the rankings, how it would look to give you an idea. Conference champions would look like this: Oregon, Miami, and Boise State. Because of where Boise State is ranked ahead of BYU from the Big 12. So right now, Boise State would, in fact, maybe there might be a ceiling on the ranking, Joey, but on the seeding, they're enough right now to get that other bye, and then BYU is the 15-man with the automatic bid.
They couldn't wait.
They couldn't wait
they couldn't
to say
wait
that.
To put that on TV last night.
They could not wait. I mean, everybody was like, what the hell?
Exactly.
Boise State.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's how everybody was. What the hell? Boise State. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we learned something. I didn't realize that it was just the four highest-ranked conference champions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the Power Four. I thought that was written in there. Nope. Four highest-ranked conference champions.
Yes.
So if it ended today, which it doesn't,
yes.
By the way, doesn't end today, then I guess they would get a bye. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to.
It's not
going to
go that way.
But
it's perfect for their purposes, which is make a controversy out of something that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you
man.
You know what I mean?
And I think, you know, and that's always the one thing about when you have these kind of, like, countdowns or weekly additions of adjustments and everything to a specific thing this big, it's always going to have that reaction. Even though the good – oh, hell, Randy, you're about to make a big generalization. I would hope
– you were going to give a lot of credit out.
Yeah, I was. I really was. I would hope that people would understand that and not get so up in their feelings about something that's going to change and continuously change.
ESPN because, would hope
because
that they don't.
Even – the you know, even once the season's over, once Georgia plays their last game against Georgia Tech, they still got to wait another week because of the conference championship games, and who knows how that's going to shake out.
Well, and even Georgia, so Georgia plays Georgia Tech Friday, right?
Oh, God, dog it, Andy, yeah.
There's scenarios that could play out that Saturday after Georgia's already done playing football that could affect whether or not Georgia plays another game.
Yeah.
Because depending on who wins, loses, whatever, Georgia could find itself in the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
Now, Georgia's done with the SEC.
Yes.
They went 6-2 in the SEC. They didn't handle their business to the extent that they would have liked to, but they also did a pretty damn good job by winning three of the five hardest games that any team has played in college football this year. Maybe not that, but they've won more than they lost in terms of those really difficult games. And that's why Georgia finds themselves at this point of the season with the second best strength of record in the country. What does that mean? I don't know. You weigh all the wins and losses and teams he played and all that kind of stuff. But that's where they find themselves. And the bottom line is this: if Georgia wins their final two regular season games, they're going to the playoff.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Pretty much as simple as that.
I think so.
And I think even if they make the SEC title game and didn't win that game, I still think that they'd go to the playoff.
I do too.
I don't think they're going to penalize a team for making the SEC championship.
I don't know, man.
But maybe they would.
But you don't know what Jobla.
I don't know.
You don't know what Jobla and them. You know, Jobla and friends. You just don't know.
Come on, man.
What?
That guy might be on a diet. You don't know.
What kind of diet he is?
He's working on it.
Yeah. What's I mean?
Ward Manuel is his name.
Yeah, man. Ward probably is a nice man.
He might be.
And
I don't know.
Just over here. Yeah, man.
I like
what did Robert Williams say? He said, I got a weight problem. I can't wait to eat. You know what I mean? Anyway, did you, I'll ask with you, because I don't believe this happened right there.
What?
The boy from Alabama got suspended for saying something slick to Kalen DeBoer's daughter. I don't believe that.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I don't believe that.
Oh.
I don't believe that.
Did you hear what Deion Sanders said yesterday about his future?
Tell me.
He said he's happy, blah, 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 and he went on to sort of say more afterwards. But he said his kickstand is down.
Yes.
When I put my
okay.
When I put my kickstand down, that's because I was about to get back on my bike pretty soon and go someplace else.
Yeah, that's what it usually means.
Kickstand is a brief stop.
First of all, I love Deion. How are you going to say that in front of my AD right here? So Deion's
very
getting,
smart.
Deion's getting a raise this offseason.
Very smart.
I'm not feeling this whole Cowboy Deion thing. Like so many people, they need to go hire Deion Sanders. Why?
What about the Raiders?
Why?
I don't know.
I'm just going to tell you right now, all right, as a former NFL player, there would be an issue with the players in the locker room if he goes to Vegas and they draft Shador. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It would be an issue.
I could see that playing tough in an NFL locker room.
It's cool in Little League.
But he is Deion.
It's cool in Little League.
It's cool in college.
It's cool in Little League, and it's cool in college. They're still relatively children.
Mm-hmm.
No, it won't work.
What if they win the Big 12?
If they win the Big 12, what?
I don't know.
I don't think he's leaving.
It's on his resume.
I don't think he's leaving. Say Ray Lewis, baby.
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what he's going to do.
I like how he said, how you going to add this?
I will say this. Last year, he was never going to the NFL. He hadn't said that anymore.
Well, he said he's happy here.
That went away.
I'm happy here.
My kickstand is down. Kickstand is when you run into the store and you're about to leave.
No, you put the kickstand on for it. Well, I mean, I don't ever think I used the kickstand, because, and that was always mama's.
You just let it roll.
Yeah, just let it roll, and you roll it, and roll, land on its side, yeah. And then you get up and go.
Yeah, you do that. But when you're somewhere place long, you lock it up. Otherwise, someone's going to steal your bike. You ever get a bike stolen?
Never have I gotten my bike stolen.
I've had multiple bikes
stolen.
But
I've never stolen a bike. But I did take Willie's pegs.
Really?
Yeah.
Put them on your own?
Yep. Because Willie was a little rich kid. He was an officer. He was an officer son.
Yeah.
And he used to always come over there where all the enlisted parents were, flexing with his little pegs and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we went to his house. I stole Willie's
pegs. Got his pegs snatched?
I snatched him.
What did he do about it?
Nothing. Nothing.
What's up, Willie?
Yep, we snapped Willie pegs.
Where you at?
I did.
All right, Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons and as many other big stories regarding the NFL as we can get to. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mike's a bad one, huh?
Just be careful. Keep your guard up. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. But 120 on Wednesdays means Mark Schlereth joins the show. Our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day, be delicious. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing good. Still, I mean, reacting to what happened on Sunday between the Falcons and the Broncos and trying to figure out what the hell went wrong. I wonder from your perspective, does a loss like that and seeing them play the way that they did, does that make you rethink how you felt about the Falcons?
Probably a little bit. I mean, I still think they're the class of that division, right? The NFC South of the Broncos. I don't know if you saw the tweet the Broncos put out that they're the NFC South champions after dismantling Tampa, the Carolina Panthers, Atlanta, and New Orleans.
Fair enough.
They beat them all four of those teams by double digits. So pretty creative by their social media team. But, like, I still think Atlanta's a good football team. Certainly the class of the NFC South, but look, I was expecting the Broncos to win, but I wasn't expecting that ass whooping. I mean, that was a good old behind the woodshed ass whooping right there.
Hey, Slate, what is Sean Payton? What has he figured out with his young quarterback? Because I mean, I can say this thing: I didn't realize that the Broncos defense was going to be as good as it is. I know they had Pat, and that was like a bunch of other guys. But what has he been doing as far as Sean Payton with this young quarterback in order for him to get as comfortable as he is?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of things. One, they've really worked with his footwork, the timing of that offense, understanding to get the ball on receivers early. Like, don't be afraid of taking a profit. First guy open, get it to him, and let him go out and make some plays for you. I think that's been a big aspect of what they've done pretty well and what he's done in his game. The other thing is balance. He has been on point and balanced. Early in the season, his footwork at times was all over the place. And there'd be times where you would see the throw be really good and then almost hurrying up in the pocket. So there was this sped up footwork mechanically. And what ends up happening to you when you speed up in the pocket, and this is, you know, me talking to a lot of quarterbacks and talking to a lot of people who know a lot more about football than I do when it comes to the quarterback play. But when you hit, you know, your fifth step in your drop, call it, and that first target isn't open, well, then you hitch up. And that hitch relates to the timing of the next route in the progression. And if your feet get sped up and you're ahead of that progression because you're so anxious and you're so athletic and you're so twitchy that you get beyond that, well, when you're ready to throw, you're locked and loaded. The receiver isn't ready to receive yet. He's not out of that break. And so you actually are so fast through your progression that you're ahead of the timing of the route. And so to get him to slow down, to climb the pocket with urgency, but to not be in a hurry. And so there's a learned kind of aspect of progression throws. And I think one thing that we don't, like, we oftentimes take for granted, guys, in the college game and at Oregon, the guy's in the shotgun 100% of the time. And so you don't have that same kind of timing and that same precision with a progression passing game that you do in pro football. And so that was kind of one of those learned things. And, well, I tell you what, he learned it and learned it fast. He's been unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Bo Nix playing some good football. He was just named AFC Offensive Player of the Week. That just came out a few minutes ago. Outside of health, which obviously is an important thing, what can a team change? What can a team do to improve during a bye week?
Yeah, well, health is always the biggest thing. I think one of the big things is to really go back and look at what you're doing, what you do well, and what maybe hasn't worked that well. And sometimes I think the best thing you can do is just eliminate the things that you're not doing well.
Yeah.
And so one of the big things I always talk to teams about in regards to just playing is find one thing. Find something that you really do well and lean into that one thing and build off that one thing. So if you run a certain, you know, if there's a certain run play in your offense that really works well, well, how do we create the adjuncts plays off of that, the play action that marries perfectly to that? How do we create that play and run that play as much as we possibly can run that play out of different formations, different personnel groupings, different motions, but we really lean into that one thing that we do exceptionally well? And so sometimes to me, it's make it simple, right? Eliminate some things we're not doing very well, that we're not very good at, and kind of live in that world.
Hey, Stink, I know that, you know, they got another week, but I wanted to ask you a question about the Chargers because obviously that's who the Falcons' next opponent is. And we're not surprised because everywhere Jim Harbaugh goes, he has a formula to win. Is it the same old Jim Harbaugh formula that he had in San Fran, Stanford, Michigan, run the football and be tough on everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's funny. I was talking to Joel Klatt, who's, you know, our lead analyst in college football, and he talks about Jim Harbaugh. He talks about the things that don't go out of style for Jim Harbaugh. Control line of scrimmage, both lines of scrimmage. Like, run the ball, defend the run. If you do these things well, you're going to be a good football team. Play hard nose, possess the ball, you know, eat up time of possession. All the things that, you know, aren't sexy. All the things that don't get owners all excited about their passing game, right? Jim doesn't believe in any of that garbage. And if you do those things well, guess what? You're going to throw the ball well just because everything else you're doing well. Like, let's face it. he's taking a guy named Ladd McConkey and making that kid a player. Like, that to me is the essence of football. And I always say this, man, like, being physical, running the ball, doing those things, that does not go in and out of style.
Right.
That is not – it's something that you have to live in and you have to lean into and you have to believe in. And in today's game, and it's so funny that so many coordinators are looking for excuses not to run the ball as opposed to excuses to run the ball. And you know, how many times have you seen a coordinator have 3 2-yard runs, 2 yard, 2 yard, 2 yard, throw his hands in the air and say, hey, man, we can't run it today. But that same coordinator will have his quarterback who's, you know, pile of garbage, throw 7 incompletions in a row and not even think twice about it. Like, it baffles me how stupid we are at times.
You're talking to a very pro Ladd McConkey group here, by the way, in Georgia.
No.
Lot of Ladd McConkey fans listening for sure. Mark Schlereth.
Dude, he's been awesome.
He's been
man.
Awesome.
He's been fun to watch.
He's been awesome. Super fun. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, joins us. Brought to you by Hellmann's Mayonnaise. You can find Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, grocery store. Add deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. It feels like there's almost a competition to win this race that I'm going to ask you about here every single week. Last week, maybe it was the Cowboys with their roof falling. This week, it's the Jets with everything going on there. Which franchise is the biggest disaster in the NFL as we stand right now?
Well, I mean, heck, we could throw the Giants in there.
Yeah.
Bypassing their second-string quarterback to play their third-string quarterback this weekend. And, you know, and then having the audacity to tell us, well, our third-string quarterback knows the offense better. Really? So, for what, he just learned it this week? In week 12, now all of a sudden he knows it better than the backup? The guy who's been your backup for 11 straight weeks now isn't going to be your backup because you don't want to pay him? What a yes. Clown show. What a circus that is. Just absolute garbage. But – yeah, the Jets. I mean, I get it. You know, you talk Joe Douglas, right? And Joe Douglas, like, he's made a lot of good picks. He's made some bad ones, too. But, you know, they talk about his record as the GM. Dude, you're not coaching the team. And there's nobody that would tell you that Zach Wilson doesn't have a ton of talent. You picked him. He's got the talent. But it's the coach's job to actually help him become a player. And it's his job to become a player. And just because – you know, you play a pro sport, doesn't make you a professional. Right. So, like, it's hard. That part of it is really hard to know what guys are going to excel and what guys aren't. And so, you know, I look at that as an issue. But as long as Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys are never going to win anything. Because Jerry Jones will never empower the coach to actually coach the team. He'll appoint him. But he'll never empower him, and he will always circumvent the coach's authority any opportunity he gets. And so you can't be successful when you're not empowered to be the guy in charge. When you can't instill some fear in your players, then you'll never be successful. So I just don't think, as long as Jerry is owning and being the general manager of that team, I don't think the Cowboys will ever win a championship.
I agree with that. I think we all agree with that stink. I mean, it's just awful. And yeah. Jerry,
which I think we're all okay with.
And Jerry is just, he won't, you know, I guess. I mean, I guess, yeah. What is he, 87 years old? He's getting old.
He's not, well, I was going to say he's not going anywhere, but when you bring that up.
He's like 87 years
old. Maybe
he
is. Yeah. Mark, we appreciate the time, as always. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Again, Insider Calls brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Great stuff, as always. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines
we know
available.
Y'all love Ladd.
That's why I said it.
Yes.
I said that before the tweet started coming in. Because as soon as Schlereth said Ladd McConkey's name the way he said Ladd McConkey's name, I was like, Georgia fans heard that tone. They heard that tone of voice.
Uh-oh.
I don't need anybody feeling like we're allowing any lad disrespect around
Uh-oh.
Here. So I let them know. That is exactly how I said Ladd McConkey's name the first time I said it, though.
Yes, you did.
In the first game he played.
I was making fun.
We both were.
But I wouldn't say he could ball.
I didn't know anything about him.
I just liked the name Ladd.
I didn't know anything about him. I was like, I bet Georgia doesn't want.
You did say that.
I said
yes.
Stetson Bennett throwing jump balls to Ladd McConkey.
And I just gave you a look.
Turns out that is what they want.
Oh.
Turns out that's exactly what they want.
Ladd. Hello, Ladd.
Who knew? Turned out to be incredible, and he's having a great rookie season in the NFL.
All right.
Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Man, my dude. I'm sitting out here cooling. So, look, the first one is just kind of like thumbs up, thumbs down. I'm seeing this trend about people frying oxtails and frying ribs. Not sure about that. But the second one, have you ever did something that pissed your wife off? I got saucy, and I pruned some plants that I wasn't supposed to prune, ended up having to go to Pikes and spend some money. But the best one, I put some dish detergent and the soap, the washing was thing in the kitchen. Man, I had that house looking like Nickelodeon, man. It was so suds everywhere. She was pissed.
Oh, I know that would. Yeah, I that would really piss my wife off.
All right, Mike.
I have made fried ribs. Very, very good.
Sounds great.
I've never done. I don't think I fried the oxtails. I don't think I have. But sounds like something I might have to do this weekend.
Sounds good.
Every
married man has done things to make their wife mad.
Yes, but the biggest thing in our household is that, and this is what we butt heads about a lot, is that I don't want it like that. I don't care. I understand you like it like that, but why does it have to be your way? Why can't it be my way? And so, especially when she's off work and I come home and everything I wanted a certain way is rearranged.
Like what? Like example. Do you mind?
Like anything. Okay. So, for instance, they're like, because we got the big dog.
Uh-huh.
So, I'll keep a fan on him and everything like that, because it's hot in the house. So, then, when she's home, she'll take the fan and put it in the garage. And so, I'm looking for her, where the hell is the fan? It was right here. When she said, I wanted to put it out there. But that's not what I want. Those little things.
Got it.
And another thing, and tell me if I'm wrong, all the married men out there, Bo, you chime in on this. When you're looking for anything to drink in the house, and all the glasses and cups are either on her nightstand or in her car. Am I the only man?
No, you're not.
Okay.
That's why I keep my coffee to go in my bag. Because all the other ones are in her car at
all
times.
In her car or on the nightstand.
Our biggest issue is the kids' shoes. I don't know. When I come home and take my shoes off, I either put them right there by the door or I put them in the closet where they go. Everybody else that I live with, it's almost like it's a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where's the weirdest place I can put my shoes to where next time I need them, I can't find them. So when we're getting them ready in the mornings, I try to keep an eye out for it all afternoon because I know that I'm going to need to find them in the morning the next day, and I don't want to have to be frantically searching for them while we're trying to get out the door. I'll find them everywhere.
Yep.
It's like, I understand you took them off here, but you know that that's not the final step in taking your shoes off.
Right.
We're on the porch. Don't leave them there. We're in the back room. Don't leave them there. You're outside. Don't leave them there. And then it's just it's like an Easter egg hunt every day to find
shoes. Is
that shoes.
A Boone thing?
No.
Or no, it's
not.
It's them.
It's a dad'll figure out where they are.
Yep.
Dad's got it thing. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's the cups
with
the big old straw hanging out of them all over the place.
Yes. And bathrobes. I have nice bathrobes, but I never get to use them. You know why? Because she always has it on.
Oh. All right, Jacob's in Roswell. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, this may have been brought up on the show before, and I was just wondering, other than the top five main sports, you got football, basketball, soccer, baseball, hockey, what is y'all's favorite sport to watch and to play? Thanks.
All right, Jacob.
I love watching Formula One. I love watching Formula One racing. To play? I don't want to play no more. No.
Croquet?
No. I like to is spades a game?
It's a competition.
I like to play spades.
Golf. I watch a lot of golf. I don't play as much as I'd like to, but I think I'm going to get to play, I don't know, however many holes are left when we're done on Monday.
Yes.
When we're at the golf tournament on Monday. So I'll get to, when we're done, I'll tap in for Carl and finish the round there. But yeah, no, I watch a lot of golf. I listen to golf podcasts. You could say kind of a golf nerd.
Yes, you are. But that's okay, though.
Yeah, it is. It's fine. It's we just don't talk about it very much, so I don't get to use it. But every once in a while, it'll show itself. Adam is in Watkinsville.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, I tried to get on the other day with this one, but how y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, the other day after I dropped the kids off at the school, I was sitting at the gas pump, and old dude stepped across the gas pump. You know how you can cut through right there by the, where the trash can or whatever it is? Mm-hmm. And he's, like, telling me how much he likes my truck and all that. You know, it's pretty fresh. I spoiled myself with this one. Charcoal gray, black interior, sunroof, all that, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, yeah, talk to him for a second. He's like, yeah, that's my favorite color. So when I go into the store, I go in there to get some Mentos gum. And I look back. He's driving the Cadillac you don't really want to ride.
Adam, we're breaking up.
You're breaking up. I can't hear him.
We can't hear you. Just try to
get to the question a little faster. Adam, thank you.
We love you, call.
But you got to get to it.
You got to get to it, bro. I don't know if he was going to ask this or not. Who knows what the question was going to be? Just a random compliment that you don't expect. Maybe that's what it was going to be. When's the last time you got something like that? Uh-huh. He's at the gas station with a car and the guy. I had it happen yesterday. I was walking Boone and this lady slowed down and stopped and rolled her window down. I wasn't really paying attention. And she yelled out because I guess she had the same breed of dog. And she was like, hey, I love your pointer. And I was like, it kind of startled me because I wasn't expecting the car to be stopped there. It's kind of a busy part of the road.
Yeah.
She stopped traffic to slow down and yell that, which I thought was kind of great.
There's a Boone in our neighborhood.
You got one?
There's a Boone in our neighborhood. Yeah.
People that have them really like to talk to other people that have them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know the name of the dog. I, every time I see him, I call him a Boone.
Just call him a Boone. Yep. Just call him
That's
a
exactly
Boone.
What I call him.
All right. Alex is in Atlanta. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Andy and Randy.
Hi, Alex.
I got a random question for you. Randy Michael, what is your favorite Randy Michael sports card, or do you have one? Uh-huh. And Andy, if they made a card, you know, with you on it, what would you be doing? And you can't say talking on the radio.
Oh, dang. All right. Thanks, Alex. Your favorite sports card. I assume of yourself.
Obviously.
I know, but like, what are you doing in it?
I'm playing football.
All right.
You got a favorite one that you're like posing in or like,
did the diving catch?
I think you know what he's getting at. Is there like a cool picture or something?
Yeah. Oh, my God. they're all pretty cool. I want to make a football card.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah.
He's not going to answer your question, Alex. Cool. If I was doing something on a playing card that wasn't talking on the radio, I don't know.
Like you're
that's the thing I'm best at.
I'm telling you right now.
Playing golf, probably.
Your swing, your follow through swing.
When I finish up top.
Yeah, you finish top. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah.
The tiger pose.
The pose at the top. Okay.
I tell you, there's a cool card. Is my rookie year card when I played against Buffalo, and you can see me. I have the football, and it's like the Buffalo Bill players are falling by my feet. So yes.
We have because remember we were doing the cards at home during COVID. So all the ones that were cool, I kept, and they're in a pile, and Lily will go through them every once in a while, and she'll see your card in there. I'm like, that's Uncle Randy right there.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no, it isn't. I'm like, yeah, it is. It is. He used to play football. Like, he used to play professional football. It doesn't compute. Someday she'll understand. Shannon is incoming. Hey, Shannon.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Shannon.
What is your deepest regret so far in life?
Oh my God!
Wow, jeez.
We ain't got no time for that. You know, I do my best to not do things that I regret,
mm-hmm.
even though I have.
Yeah,
yeah. Even though I have, I was coming up, you know, got a little bread, you know, I was a garden tool.
Yeah,
I was,
sure.
And I do regret those days.
Okay.
I mean, I don't regret the days, but I regret what led to like some of the leading on of and had you thinking.
Fair enough.
You know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But I bet it was, you know.
It was great. And the best thing, not the best thing, but, you know, one of the clutch things was gated communities and key card and elevator man. Because you can't get up there.
There you go. So you're safe. You're good. When I was in my early 20s, I just got my first full-time job in sports radio. I wasn't making very much money, but I was making more money than I'd ever made before. And then me and my buddies got in a big car accident. Yeah. Everyone's okay, thank goodness. We got a pretty big settlement,
mm-hmm.
and I spent all of it. Now,
do you have anything from that?
Memories. Memories and stories. And a pretty nice putter. I brought a pretty nice putter that I still use to this day. So I still have my putter. But, like, yeah, it would have been pretty smart. And my mom, like, it wasn't like no one said anything. My mom and my grandfather are very good financially. They were trying to help me, like, right. Do this, do that. I didn't do any of that.
Right.
And I wish that I would have. Right. I wish that I would have listened to them. But I also, like, every decision I made was just based on what would be the most fun thing that we could do right now. And it was really fun. Like, in the moment, nothing that I did I regret.
Right.
They didn't do anything too stupid or anything like that. It was really fun. Now, in hindsight, 20 years later, it's like, oh, it would have been pretty cool to invest some of that money. Maybe have a little bit of it left over. But, yeah, my mom will still make fun of me on that one every once in a while. She's like, you don't have any of it?
Nothing?
What did I teach you? I don't know. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Still got that Scotty Cameron, though.
That's all that matters.
Still got that Scotty Cameron.
Mike Jackson may or may not have beaten Tupac. I'm not calling by their real name.
You said it weird.
Mike Jackson.
Randy, feeling spry and springy today.
Yeah, man.
On a hump day. Ward Emanuel is a Jabba the Hutt looking ass. Yeah. Oh, wait, nope. He's a Pizza the Hutt looking ass. The last thing the Mormons want you to do is have a normal drink.
Yeah, man. They're going to make you drink a weird beer. You're going to drink a beer in Utah. It's going to be a weird beer.
I don't think so, dude. I'm going to come at that thing loud and hungover. It's going to be a long trip.
All right, we'll come back. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.